believe that the growth in my head, this one, right here, I think that it is not really a tumor, that it is in fact a new organ, a new part of the brain.
I appeared ashamed and nervous, standing at the gates of my brain circuit. Planets arranged beneath the cranium surface, led by sages with pagan servants, faces with turbans, blood stains on framed paintings of Persians, Malaysian virgins, nurture the vines of disconsolate roots of stress, from galaxies with holes in their flesh, approaching the steps. Knocked the pill painting off the door as I opened it left, between the interweaving cortex, beneath the floorboards is where I saw death. Headless in the cold passage, as his guts expose acid, the night stops. The solar revolving the atlas, ghost forms in the smoke, swarms in the chalice, Dogon tablets in the walls quote the madness. Cold kids gambling, betting my brain cells to save from famine. Walk past the slave hanging with the face of Ammon, swinging like a pendulum in the cavern. Screams of torture in the endless hallway. Watch the djinns dance in the seance as the chords play. The Ouija board breaks, the storm shakes the crooked mansion. Hooded phantoms circling the core space of my expansion, orbiting my pituitary gland stem, haunted with madmen. And burn whores with Victoria lanterns. I face the court standing, awaiting fate in a reinforced frame of granite with tortured slaves and addicts.
I killed a man who killed a man. Well, maybe I didn't kill him. I can never know for sure if I killed him or not. Not knowing is maybe worse than knowing.
After all, there is nothing real outside our perception of reality.
I can never know for sure if I killed him or not. Not knowing is maybe worse than knowing.
Standing in the strands of my medulla, seven gangsters fill the room up with straps to shoot up. Counting cash behind my gland spans a tumor, filled with star clusters beneath a magnetic storm, born to form combustion. I walk towards the substance, past abortion, war and corruption, staring through my cortex circumference. Imbalanced fiends swallowing aspirins with antifreeze, memory banks bury the fabrics of a tampered dream, wrapped between the vibratory molecules of a conscious thought in solitude. He wore solid jewels with comets flying on cobblestone rocks beneath a gothic light, peering over doctors in white, dragging bodies from graveyards, splicing genetics behind the stained glass. My mind's the karma, worshipped by the shrines of Shambhala, full of psychotic carvers and crime sagas like writers from Harvard, vipers and harlots, primers who target, like the battle between Osiris and darkness. Modern life is so heartless, thunder and light stabs the third eye's compartment, which envelops the seat of the soul, dressed in an electric velvet robe, staring through an etheric telescope. The lens aura's a death smell, cornrows resemble chemtrails on dead males, some holotip shells, watching murders perfect stealth under a dress veil, deceiving truth, feeding off social unrest like Indonesian troops in East Timor. My cavity streams the eastern seaboard, looping heartbeats on keyboards, holes carved in concrete floor from C4, mines planted, blew the limbs off a child in a search to find harvest, another life tarnished, 6 billion bloodlines scribed on parchment, defines reasons why all life binds from carbon. All life binds from carbon.
I killed a man who killed a man. Well, maybe I didn't kill him. I can never know for sure if I killed him or not. Not knowing is maybe worse than knowing.
After all, there is nothing real outside our perception of reality.
I can never know for sure if I killed him or not. Not knowing is maybe worse than knowing.
There's a man who was begging and pleading and. Have a half hour to pray to God, and if God could come down and change the circumstances. But God never showed up, and he never changed the circumstances.